Hey, baby.
Hey, yeah. No, the drive over wasn't too much. It wasn't really bad traffic today. I mean, I tried the best that I could, but sometimes I get a little bit of road rage. It's just like sometimes people just don't know how to drive on the road. It's so annoying. Yeah, I'd definitely be down for watching a movie. Oh, what about that one? Remember the one last week that we said we were going to watch, but then we got busy doing other things? Yeah, let's watch that one. What am I doing? I'm getting my laptop out. I figured, since we're just watching a movie, I could do a little bit of work. I mean, yeah. What, is that not okay? Okay, it's clearly not okay because you're just like, well, fine, and then look like you have an attitude, honestly. I mean, if it's not okay, you can voice that. But I don't see what the problem is. I mean, all we're doing is watching a movie. I can watch and work at the same time. I can multitask. I mean, well, I kind of have to. I have a lot going on. Why are you? You know what? Whatever. No, because you're getting so mad about something that's so small. I don't understand. Why are you upset? You know what? You always do that. You're always like, it's not a big deal. I don't want to fucking talk about it. If we don't talk about it and address it, we're never going to solve what the problem is. So let's talk. Know what? You know what? You're right. Maybe we should just not talk and let it fester and just watch the movie and pretend like we're not having a fucking issue right now. I don't understand. Oh my God. Yes, you're irritating me right now. Oh, I'm irritating you. What am I doing to irritate you? All I'm doing is just getting my fucking work out. It's not a big deal. I'm always doing this. What is that supposed to mean? Yes, sometimes we're spending time together. I do work. I have to. I'm not going to get it done otherwise. You know, I have all of this stuff going on. I have a full-time job. I have classes that I have to take. Otherwise, I'm not going to get stuff done. I have to do work sometimes we're together. I'm sorry. What? Are you fucking serious right now? How? Oh my God. You're really serious. How could you say that? Of course, my work is not more important than you. But I didn't think it was a problem. You never said anything to me. Lo and behold, that's the problem I'm having with you right now. You don't say anything. When something bothers you, you don't just fucking tell me. And then we end up like arguing like this. Well, the one other time we argue because you don't say anything. Like if there is something bothering you, you need to tell me so we can figure this out. Okay, I'm listening. What is it? How could you say that? Of course I care about you. I mean, I don't understand why you're saying it like I have to fucking choose. You know my job is important to me. I've worked my fucking ass off for this degree and for this career, and I'm taking more classes to further myself in this. Of course it's important to me, but you are important to me too. And I don't think it's fair of you to be like, oh, well, I don't fucking care about you because I'm always working, I'm always doing this and I'm always doing that. I try my absolute best to make sure I'm spending time with you, to make sure I'm showing you that I love you. I'm always, always making sure that I'm in contact with you constantly, every day, even walking out of fucking class to make sure that you're okay. And you're saying that I don't love you? Yes, I'm upset about that. Yes, I'm fucking pissed because that's not fair. How dare you say that to me? Honestly, that, no, I'm being real. That's how I feel about it. Like, how? And you know what? You know what fucking frustrates me and pisses me off about this? Is this wouldn't even, we wouldn't be in this fucking yelling match right now if you would just have talked to me before. If you would have just said to me, this is how I'm feeling, let's fucking talk about it. Yes, because you always let things fester like this and then things blow up. That happens with every single fucking thing that you do. And I am so tired of having to pull things out of you. Just say what the fuck you feel. I thought at this point in our relationship, you could trust me enough to tell me how you feel, to share your feelings with me. I'm always having to drag them out of you. I'm always having to dig, and I'm so tired. I'm so tired of having to pull everything out of you, out of everybody else, out of just giving all of myself to everything and giving all of myself to you, and you just telling me that I don't love you and that apparently it's not enough. It pisses me the fuck off. I'm so tired. I'm tired. I am. I'm tired. I love you, but I'm tired. No, I hate fighting with you. I don't want to do that. I know, I don't. I'm sorry for yelling. Baby, no, you shouldn't apologize. No, you're right. I shouldn't even be thinking about work right now. I should just be thinking about you. Sorry, shit, sorry. Can we just take a second? Just come here. Just please. I know you're angry at me, but I just want to hold you right now, please, just for a minute. Please. Please. Come here. This is so annoying because I'm so pissed at you right now, but you're literally the person I want to talk to about being pissed. I'm so angry at you, but I just... Okay. No, we're not gonna just... like, kiss and make up right now. We need to talk about what just fucking happened. Because, look, honestly, I feel like those are some serious issues, and if we can't hash them out, I don't know how we're gonna make this work between us. So please, just... let's just sit, and if we fight again, we fight. Okay? But we need to talk about this, please. Please. Just talk to me, please. Okay. Here, let's sit. And I'm gonna face you. And I'm probably gonna fucking cry. And I might yell again. And I'm sorry. But I guess I'll start. I love you. And I get really scared, first of all, when we have a disagreement, because I feel like I'm gonna lose you. And you are the most important thing in my world right now. And you know I would do anything for you, and I love you. But I feel like it's not fair of you to say that I don't love you, because I am doing other things and working on my career and taking classes. You know, and we've talked about how important these things are to me, and how hard and how many years I've had to work to get where I am. And I can't stop. I have so many other things I want to do. But I don't think it's fair of you to make me, and this is how I feel. I feel like you're making me choose between you and my job. I love both. I want to do both. Why? I shouldn't accuse you of this, but I feel like you're making me choose. Babe, I understand that, and you're right. I need to scale back the work that I'm doing, especially when we're spending time together. And I need to make sure that, you know, I'm giving you my time and attention when it's time for you, you know, to have my time and attention. You're right about that part. But you also have to understand that I have these other things going on, and they're important to me. And it makes me, when you say stuff like that, when you say that, it just questions whether or not I have your support in it. Like, do I? Well, I'm glad to hear that I do, but I do have your support. I'm glad. I want your support in everything, always, but baby, I love you and you're my whole world, but I can't always give you all of my time. I just can't. I'm one human. And I love you, and I love our relationship. And you're my world, but you're not the only thing in my world. And if you can't accept that, then I don't think this is gonna work. Do you think that's something that you can at least try to understand and just give me some grace with, please? Thank you, baby. Yes, I will try my best to do that. I don't want you to ever think that you're not important to me, because you are. And please, this is the other thing that I feel like we need to talk about. If something's bothering you, just tell me. I don't understand why I have to, okay, at least this is how I feel, I have to drag everything out of you. Just, you trust me, don't you? Do you? Good. I trust you with everything. So if you trust me, tell me how you're feeling. I promise I won't judge you, okay? I may get mad, like how I just got mad and started yelling. I shouldn't be laughing. It's not funny, but just, this won't work if we don't communicate. Okay? Can you at least try? I know sometimes it might be hard, but just try for me, please. Okay. Do you love me still? Even though I just was yelling at you. Yes, I still love you, even though you were yelling back. Come here. I love you. And the reason why I got so mad, baby, is just, I just don't want to lose you. I love you so much. I'm so in love with you. I hope that you know that you can feel how much I love you. Of course, I can feel your love. I feel it every day in everything that you do. I mean, I think if you didn't love me, you wouldn't just let me stand there and yell at you like that. I'm sorry for the yelling, baby. You just know how passionate I get when it comes to you. You're such a big part of my world and a big part of my life, and I just don't want to see you not in it anymore. I love you. You are so annoying. You think it's hot when I yell? I don't think you're going to be saying that the next time. Well, we'll see if there's a next time. But the next time I yell at you. You're so silly. Thank you, baby, for the tissue. Baby, it's okay. I didn't mean to make you mad. And I know you didn't want to make me cry. I don't know, it's just, it's hard when you're with someone sometimes. Sometimes we hurt each other when we don't mean to. Come here. Lay back. Let me sit on your lap. Yeah. I just want to feel close to you. Let me straddle you and sit on your lap. And look at you. And stroke your cheek. And show you how sorry I am. Baby, I really am sorry. You know I love you, right? I love you so much. You know, I don't want to be without you, Angel. Never, ever, ever. Now that we're done fighting, all you want to do is flirt, huh? You're so sweet and amazing and incredible. You know what? screw work right now and screw the movie. Why don't we spend some time together? No distractions or interruptions. And we can spend some time thinking of some creative ways to make it up to each other. Hey, race you to the bedroom. Hey, no fair.